This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Republican lawmakers unveiled their police reform package Wednesday, the senators proposing changes to police procedures and accountability, countering opposition Democrats' policing legislation with a bill that stays clear of federal mandates. There is a certain urgency to the debate, uncommon to Washington politics, in the immediate aftermath of controversial police actions in which black men have again died while in the custody of police officers. The Republican-controlled Senate could vote on its measure as soon as next week. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Tuesday to create a database of police misconduct. The president has also said he won't consider any changes to legal protections for officers from lawsuits, though one key Republican senator, Lindsey Graham, seemed open to the idea. An Atlanta, Georgia police officer faces felony murder charges for the death of a black man who was shot in the back as he fled the officer. District Attorney Paul Howard announced Wednesday Garrett Rolfe had no justification for shooting Rayshard Brooks and aggravated the case by kicking the 27-year-old's body as he lay on the ground bleeding. Howard said Brooks didn't pose an immediate threat of death or serious physical injury to the officers. Wednesday, U.S. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper told NATO allies Washington would consult them on the next steps and plans to slash U.S. forces in Germany, the alliance chief said. The NATO Secretary General said Esper had assured anxious European partners President Trump's proposal to cut troops based in Germany by a third was not yet finalized. The move has been criticized as weakening America's commitment to European defense, as well as its ability to wield influence in the Middle East and Africa. The plans caught Berlin and other allies by surprise.